A quarrel arises between the two slaves, Dove and Cyrus. Dove found the baby in the thicket. Along with him were the things. Cyrus asks that the child be given to him. Cyrus demands the things found with the infant. The slaves go to the umpire to settle the dispute. In the judge's opinion, the things must be with the child so that the parents can find it. As Cyrus was going through them, he saw a ring. Onesimus notices it and declares that it belongs to its owner, Parrhesius. He takes it from him, but hesitates to give it to his master since the latter will have to admit his paternity. A year ago, Parrhesius got drunk at a feast and seduced the girl to whom he gave the ring. The young man himself was married. His wife's father had recently acted as an umpire. The harpy slave searches for the infant's mother. She recognizes Pamphila, whom she saw at the feast. Tresius's wife recognizes the ring and realizes that her husband is the culprit of her misfortune. Tresius does not know that the mother of his illegitimate child is the wife he possessed at the feast.